I thought that I would get things going by reading a few provocative quotations from our guest and then turn it over to him. The first is from a piece that doesn't have a date on it, but it's in the last few months, which began this way. Americans want unconditional condemnation of the horrible attacks that happen in their skies and on their land. They also want total cooperation in their fight against terror, according to their own definition of what terrorism is and exactly who the terrorists are. But Saudi Arabia will not give in to such demands. Saudis tend to link the ugliness of what happened in New York and Washington with what has happened and continues to happen in Palestine. It is time that the United States comes to understand the effect of its foreign policy and the consequences of that policy. But unfortunately, such rationalization is still not part of the American reality. Or a piece from the Daily Star. What is the Daily Star?
That's the Lebanese Daily.
Oh, yes, of course, I know that. From January 15th. An excerpt. It has been clear for some time that the Bush administration is inexperienced in foreign affairs. In fact, had it not been for the 9/11 attacks, the Bush administration would have liked nothing better than to isolate itself from the rest of the world altogether. Even after it declared its war on terror, the administration didn't seem to have a coherent idea of its objectives. The Americans have also been relying on advice from the Israelis, who view the Arab Muslim world from the extremely narrow perspective of their own interests. While such an approach is certainly not in the interests of a global power with wide-ranging relations, such as the United States, we cannot but resign ourselves to this fact and try to cut our losses the best way we can, so long as the Americans are happy with this bizarre situation. And another paragraph from the same piece, September 11th made matters worse in Saudi-American relations. The attacks provoked a torrent of hate towards Saudi Arabia from U.S. opinion shapers that couldn't but influence the American public. I happen to believe that the aim of this anti-Saudi campaign wasn't to further American interests, but to absolve Israel and the blind American support for the Jewish state of responsibility for what happened on September 11. I found that expressing this opinion greatly angers U.S. columnists, who explain it away as implicit support for the crimes committed on that day. So you can see our guest is now a man who shies away from telling us what he thinks.